Velkommen til Øjrene Danmark. Vil EU løbe tør for penge i 2014? EU kan nemlig gå ind i år 2014 med et underskud på mindst 20 milliarder euro. Anne Jensen, som er medlem af Europaparlamentet for Venstre, mener, at Europakommissionen er meget forsigtig i deres vurdering, og at dette tal kan være endnu højere. Hun påpeger også, at lande som Danmark, Sverige, Holland og Storbritannien er nogle af de værste, når det kommer til ikke at vi betaler regningerne. Hvordan det hænger sammen, ja, det kan du høre i vores udsendelse, hvor vi har talt med Anne Jensen.
To our weekly show, Guest of the Week. Today we're going to focus on the EU next year, if the EU is going to run out of money. And for this issue, I have the pleasure to receive a Danish politician, Mrs. Anne Jensen, who is a member of the Liberal and Democrats at the European Parliament, and she's also in charge of the draft budget 2014. Hello, Mrs. Jensen.
Hello.
Welcome to you.
Thank you.
So is the EU will run out of money in 2014? That's the question we're going to focus on. And the EU could start the year with a deficit of at least 20 billion euros in regional policy. We have never seen that before, and the amount of unpaid bills hasn't stopped increasing. So is the EU budget really in danger?
Well, we fear it from the side of the Parliament, but we've got very little means to avoid anything like a bill of 20 billion euros. But we listen to what the Commission say, and they talk about unpaid bills, and then they talk about unpaid bills that have to be paid for legal reasons. And that's a much smaller amount. But we have a problem.
Yeah, this is 1 billion. Yeah, this.
It's legally, yes.
Bill we have to be paid.
The council has agreed a budget which is 1 billion below the figure that the Commission is asking for, and we are saying no. We have to give the Commission what the Commission is asking for. Unless we do that, the Commission will be in trouble because the Commission will not be able to meet the legal obligations. We cannot have that.
Yes, so we cannot have this 20 billion euros. So you say it's a huge amount, but even last year, I mean, it was 60 billion. So it never stopped increasing. So, I mean, even 60 billion, it's huge. And it is more with the 20 billion. So how can that happen, that we have like just an increase of unpaid bills?
It's obligations we made in the good times. We told new member states and some of the southern member states, you can go ahead, build motorways, increase your infrastructure, and do a lot of things with structural funds. And they start doing that from 2007 onwards. But the finishing of the works and the bills arrives later on, and all of a sudden we are stuck with an economic crisis, and member states say, hey, we don't have the money to pay for this. And it's a genuine problem because some member states really have trouble paying more money to the European Union. I know that, for instance, France had a problem this year that if they were to pay more money to the European Union, which is necessary to pay the bills, then they would get a fine from the European Union because they had too big a deficit. So this is actually the difficulty we are faced with. So that's why we are fretting very carefully, and we say, well, the Commission have to foot the bills. They have to foot because of legal reasons. But if we can push some bills to next year or next year, where hopefully the economy is better, then it might be a thing that would make life easier for some of those member states that doesn't have the money to pay.
That's a very optimistic point of view concerning the end of the crisis. But concerning the debts, actually, There is this beautiful story about with the snowball, and this snowball is going bigger and bigger. These are the big debts of the European Union, the 20 billion euros. This is not possible, because actually EU budget should be balanced.
Yeah.
So, but it's not a reality.
Well, you can say it's a reality, because the question is when the bills have to be paid. So the thing is that a lot of bills come in from member states who have finished different projects. They come at the end of the programming period, and gradually they have to be paid. But there is an estimate from the Commission, and we rely on the Commission's estimate. We have to do that. But we have the suspicion that they are being very, very careful in their assessment, and the true figure is higher, that we've got this snowball of unpaid bills growing bigger and bigger, and with such a big snowball, it might eventually lead to big trouble.
There is a negotiation now. I want to go back to what Laetitia said at the beginning. There is a negotiation between the European Parliament and the European Council with the country, the country members. If we don't reach a deal on next year budget by the end of, I mean, until the 13th of November, by the end of this month, or let's say the end of this year, I spare us the details. If we don't reach a deal, what will happen? Will the EU run out of money? Are we going to have the same situation than in America, in the United States?
We will not have the same situation as in the United States, because we will have a budget of what is called the minimum 12, which is a budget slightly below that suggested.
It's quite technical. Yeah,
yes, it's very technical, but it will be lower than that suggested by the Commission, which we back from Parliament's side. So we are not very keen on getting that budget. But it will mean that the European Union can actually run. It would also mean that a number of projects will be delayed or not be started up as we would wish for. But you will not see the sequestration you see in the United States, that all of a sudden you have to lay off a lot of people because the politicians do not decide where to cut the budget, but they just decide that the budget has to be cut, and it's done automatically.
We will not have maybe this spectacular result like in the USA, but 2 weeks ago in Strasbourg, you and your colleague Alain Lamassoure, you say that if the European Council don't accept to raise the money for 2014, we will maybe run out of money in June 2014. We will not, the EU will not have enough money to pay the bills.
It will be paying the bills for projects carried out in member states. And the problem here is that it's not the finance ministers that are short of this money. It's regions, or perhaps sometimes even regional banks, who normally are those actually paying the money, who are waiting for the money to arrive for Brussels. And we are only just beginning to hear the message from the regional committee that they're getting nervous. Regions are getting nervous. Are we not getting our money on time? And then they will be in trouble. Because the interesting thing is that this money that has to be paid is not for Brussels bureaucrats, as the Brits would mention it. It's for projects carried out in the member states. So it's money going back to the member states, money that were promised to the member states. And it's simply not acceptable if you do not foot the bill on projects for Poland,
If you say to the UK government that they have to pay the money for regions in Poland, they will not be very motivated. That's the point.
Well, they get money for Wales, for regions in United Kingdom as well. And I mention Wales because that's actually quite a poor region that gets a lot of money. So money also go back to the United Kingdom. And they should acknowledge that you live up to your promises.
And are there some member states who do worse than the others, who don't pay their bills?
Well, there are some member states that are worse than others in not being willing to pay the bills, who vote consistently against. And I must say, it's my own member states. It's Denmark, it's Sweden, it's the Netherlands, and it's United Kingdom. All the time they stand up and say, we just don't want to pay. But this has to be decided by a majority in the council. So a majority of member states understand that there is a problem. And I think a country like Germany is crucial in this. So I hope that the German regions will also tell Mrs. Merkel that they have a problem if they do not get their money.
Yeah.
Do you think we will have an agreement until the 13th of November? This is a very short deadline. It has to be decided now.
It is this week and it's next week we are negotiating. And I am an optimist. So I'm working in favor of having a deal. But I know it's extremely difficult, specifically on this issue of payments. And it's my feeling that some member states, those I mentioned, are being very cynical about this. They want to use it in order to put further pressure on the budget in the long term. I think a number of member states simply do not understand the system and do not understand what is ahead of them. There's one member state that understands the system, and that's Belgium. And the Belgian representative has expressed very high concern about this issue that you do not have the payments to fulfill your obligation. But it's the only country that has shown any understanding of what is ahead of us.
So it's more about the goodwill of each member state then?
It's goodwill, it's understanding the problem, what is actually the reason why we need all these payments. And then, of course, it is the problem that a number of member states simply don't have money. The problem is also the economic crisis.
And the problem is that the European Union is totally dependent from those countries. So when the European Union is going to have its own resources? It's a very, very old debate.
I think the...
Are you also optimistic with that?
I think this is an exercise which will perhaps make more countries understand that we need new own resources for the European Union, that it's not a good thing that we have to come back to member states and say, you have to pay in more. You need genuine new own resources for the European Union. And
but it's a very long way.
It's a long way. We are setting up a group to look at this, to come up with ideas for 2020. So it's a long way in front of us.
But frankly, I'm not sure that the country members, they don't want to pay, or some country member you mentioned, they're always not really happy that they have to pay for the European Union. But on the other way, this is a way to control the European Union. So they are not maybe going to accept that the European Union will be financially independent.
It might be that there is this kind of thinking that you want to be in control. We have seen it also on smaller budget lines, like the supervisory agencies in the financial sector, where it's partly financed from the European Union budget and partly financed from member states' budget. And there again we see some member states, we don't have the money and they can't pay. So it's very bureaucratic, very difficult. And we need these bodies to control the financial sector. Everybody can see that. But I think it is because member states also want to keep things in control. But the right thing is to get strong common institutions that actually solve the problems and solve the problems efficiently. So we have to get past this thinking of contributing where the European Union is seen as a cost and not as a benefit. And you have to get away from the thinking of getting my money back and seeing at the European Union budget as something that provides European added value and is not just about getting your money back.
But we have a line in or division in Europe between the north and the south. If maybe we should underline what you already say, that it's always the same country we don't want to pay. Sweden, Denmark, the UK,
Netherlands, sometimes also Germany, Finland.
Yes. These are
very much northern,
countries. Yes. They have the feeling that they always pay for the country from the south of Europe. Is it really the situation now that there is this kind of egoistic situation? We don't want to pay anymore.
Yeah. I just think we've got a good case this year because they are paying less.
Really?
They will be paying less in 2014. They'll be paying 5% less than they are paying this year.
These northern countries, you mean? They're paying
less? No, all member states. The budget is declining. I mean, you see no national decline. You see no national budget decline by 5 to 6%. So when they say we are having difficult situations with our national budgets, you need to save money, we can say yes, but that's also what we do. And 24 out of the 28 member states are actually increasing their budget next year, and none is decreasing their budget by 5 to 6%. So we are delivering
their national budget.
Yeah, we are delivering. They are getting a budget which is far less costly than it used to be, so they should stop complaining.
They like to complain.
Yeah.
So we have to stop here. So thank you, Mrs. Jensen, for accepting your invitation. And thank you, all of you, to follow us on Euronet Plus. See you next week.